Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to my first ever episode of my podcast, The Game of Life. My name is Panik, and I'm beyond excited to be talking to you guys about my favorite game, The Sims 4. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you a rundown of what my favorite packs are. If you're interested, grab your popcorn, brew some tea, and let's get started. What is The Sims 4? For all those who don't know, The Sims 4 is the fourth installment of the Sims franchise. It was released on March 6, 2014. Since it launched, the game became the best-selling PC game of 2014 and 2015. The Sims is a life simulation video game where players create a sim and put them into a world where they can control their lives. Players will be able to take part in their Sims' lives and allow them to explore many different aspects of life: friends, family, relationship, and emotions. Since the first Sims game was released in 2000, there has been a strong community supporting the game. The Sims 4 and the rest of the franchise is a high-quality game. This game, unlike no other, makes me express myself in ways I couldn't even do in the real world. The game might be a little pricey, so keep a lookout for those special sales. The Sims 4 also comes with many different packs for you to extend your gameplay. Currently, there are 6 expansion packs, 7 game packs, and 14 stuff packs. In total, there are 27 packs released in the span of around 4 years. I'll tell you guys a little bit about my favorite 10 packs. Number 10, The Sims 4 Jungle Adventures. This game pack includes so many great clothing that is very diverse. Travel to the new destination, Selva Dorada, where your Sims can relax in the jungle and experience the culture and the mysteries hidden in the temples. Learn new dance moves or signature cuisines made with love. If you're looking to take your Sims into the jungle, this is the perfect pack for you. Number 9, The Sims 4 Get Together. I love this pack for its ability to make you feel young again. Explore a beautiful world of Windenburg with its 1900s vibe. Club, parties, dance floor, this place has it all. It comes with a great variety of hairstyles, clothing, and furniture. If you're looking to build English style, this pack might be the one for you. Number 8, The Sims 4 Laundry Day Stuff. Is that detergent? Yep, you guessed it. This is The Sims 4 Laundry Day Stuff Pack. Make your game feel alive by adding laundries. Say goodbye to dirty old clothes and say hello to spotless white shirts. Dress your sim up in country style and change their lifestyle by adding rustic decor into their homes. I think it's time the world knows what clean really is. Number 7, The Sims 4 Get to Work. It's time for your Sims to make money and for you to finally control what they do at work. Open a successful business, become a doctor, fearless detective, or a crazy scientist in The Sims 4 Get to Work. Want to open a retail business? Check. Want to help Sims? Check. Want to make discoveries that will make you famous? Check. Do it all in The Sims 4 Get to Work. Number 6, The Sims 4 Get Famous. Does your Sims have talent? Do they have what it takes to shine in the spotlight? Welcome to Del Sol Valley, a town known for all the famous Sims. Take a stroll down the Starlight Boulevard or visit an art museum. Maybe visit celebrities up in the hills that overlook the town. Gather your Sims stardom and run this town. Number 5, The Sims 4 Parenthood. This game pack adds loads of parental features that will make the game feel more alive. This raises the question, though, are you ready to become a parent? With this pack, discipline your child and enjoy new family activities. Teach your kids about the meaning of life and how they can take on the world like a true adult. In this pack, nothing comes before family. Number 4, City Living. Take your Sims over the bustling city of San Myshuno and let them explore its diverse cultures. Stay in the apartment and meet your neighbors, or go down and trade in the flea market in town. Don't forget about the nightclubs down at the Fashion District. At San Myshuno, there is always something for everyone. Number 3, The Sims 4 Cats and Dogs. In The Sims 4 Cats and Dogs, you can never be alone anymore. Create your own cats or dogs and create a sim, have them accompany your Sims in everyday life. Stay in the town of Brindleton Bay with beautiful view of the coast and a home of all pet lovers. You'll never have to worry about your Sim's pet getting sick because the veterinarian is in town. Take your pets to the vet or own a vet and have the pets come to you. Number 2, The Sims 4 Dine Out. In The Sims 4 Dine Out, own a restaurant of your own and manage your own employees. Become an owner and create a unique 5-star restaurant or dine out as a family or a significant other. Earn profits and train your staff to become the hottest restaurant and critics are talking about. Number 1, The Sims 4 Seasons. This expansion pack introduces players to a variety of weathers to tell new stories. The four seasons, summer, fall, winter, and spring, comes with many of its own holidays that your Sims can choose to celebrate or not. From roaring thunderstorms to a beautiful, white, snowy day, there is nothing to hate about Sims 4 Seasons. I've played The Sims 4 for a long time, and I've loved every single one of the games that EA has released. But there are some things that I wish that they would add in The Sims 4 that they have in the other Sims game that I've grown to love. But we'll talk about that in the next episode. Alright, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I hope you guys like it. This is my first episode, so of course it won't be good. But all the information that I got about the games are from www.ea.com, and the music was Plum King and Spunk Lit by Anchor.fm here.